Hello, sheep of the Lenten flock. It's Pastor Bob with your daily Lenten devotional. Today is day 7 of your Lenten journey. It's the Wednesday in the first full week of Lent, and we'll be looking at a devotion from the Unvarnished Jesus, a Lenten journey by Brian Zond. Today, Jesus gives the parable of the lost sheep. We're looking at Scripture, Matthew 18, 10 through 14. You may want to pause the recording and read that. Matthew 18, 10 through 14. And now let us begin. We live in a world gone wrong, and our broken world likes to divide the world into big people and little people. The rich and famous are big people. The important and influential are big people. This person is big in business, and that person is a really big star. That's how we talk. We are enamored by what is big, especially in America, where bigness is part of our national religion. It's this strange longing for bigness that is mocked in Counting Crows' song, Mr. Jones. The song goes like this: when I look at the television, I want to see me staring right back at me. We all want to be big stars, but we don't know why, and we don't know how. Then there's the vast majority, the little people. These are the masses of humanity, often leading what Thoreau described as lives of quiet desperation. These are the ones who are easily overlooked and usually dismissed as unimportant. In the religion of bigness, these are the ones who count next to nothing. These are the uncredited extras in the movie of American life starring the big people. But Jesus refuses to participate in our big little sorting of people. Jesus tells us that we must not despise, think little of, the little ones. After the disciples inquired who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus gave a parable about a shepherd who prioritizes a lost little lamb over all the rest. The good shepherd seeks out the lamb not because it's big and important, but precisely because it's little, overlooked, and lost. Jesus tells us that his Father is deeply concerned that none of these little ones should be lost. If our thinking about the kingdom of God is infected with American notions of greatness and bigness, we will inevitably have a deeply distorted Christianity. We will, in fact, have a Christianity that pursues the very things that Jesus taught were fleeting and meaningless. It's this kind of distortion that gives rise to Christian celebrity culture. Yes, some Christians will gain notoriety, but it should be for Christ-likeness, not for celebrity based on bigness. Bigness is not a Christian value. In the 13th century, St. Francis of Assisi was one of the most well-known people in Europe, but he was famous for his poverty, his humility, his peaceableness, his Christ-likeness. This is a far cry from being a big star in Christian celebrity culture. Today, let's remember to pay attention to the little ones around us. Seek them out. Lift them up. Give them the grace of being seen, heard, and respected. Let us alert the overlooked to the dignity that is theirs by virtue of being a child of God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, forgive us for trying to be big when you call us to be humble. Help us to seek out and pay attention to those who are most often overlooked among us. Help us to be good shepherds to lost sheep. Amen. Thank you for listening in today. I hope you have a blessed day, and I look forward to talking with you tomorrow.